Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Tamar Jacoby, and we're gonna turn the heat down just a little bit tomorrow, aren't we? Here we're gonna talk about some Main Street stuff here, and we're gonna turn our heated debate down on from the immigration, which 93.5% of immigration stuff you and I agree on.
The tricky thing about the election, I mean, we didn't quite finish there. You know, Latino voters are the fastest growing voting bloc. They're not yet a big voting bloc, but they're in some, and they don't yet vote. They don't vote up to their strength, right? Mm-hmm. They don't even punch their weight, let alone punch above their weight, because many of them are not legal, but also even the ones that are legal, many are young and many are poor, exactly, and not engaged. So they're not yet using their full muscle, but even not yet using their full muscle, they happen to be in some critical swing states, and they really can make a difference.
They can.
And once we get into the general, I think it is possible that, you know, Hillary will just play immigration for all it's worth, and whoever is the Republican nominee will now be under the shadow of everything that Trump has said. I mean,
I think Trump could be the best person for the Republicans is he can say things and get away with it that other Republicans can't.
That's true, but
and so there are things that the Democrats would come after him for what he said or what he didn't say that I think might roll off his back.
Yeah, yes, maybe, but he's, you know, I mean, I don't really know about when you see the polling among Latinos. You know, he claims he has some Latinos who like him, and you see some, you know, sometimes you see these polls where he shows some Latinos like him. The Latino sort of media universe and plugged-in Latinos hate him, he's got them painting all Republicans as Trumpites. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think there's a danger that it's, again, just a huge wash where he gets white votes but very few minority votes, and Hillary walks away with all the Latino vote and all the African-American vote and even the Asian-American vote, plus a lot of white.
You brought up Hillary. I want to shift over to the Democrats just a little bit. Obviously, barring anything else, Hillary's the nominee. I mean, this is a fait accompli. As everybody knows, when Sanders said, "I'm tired of hearing about your email," that basically anointed her in the party.
And now Biden's not running.
Yeah, and then now Biden's out, so that's over. But I have a question for you. As an inside-the-beltway kind of person, someone who watches things, who knows a little bit about both parties and how the apparatus works up there, do you believe that if the evidence leads the FBI to identify a crime or crimes that she committed, that the front runner for the major political party, the heir apparent nominee, and odds on favor to become president, do you think the FBI will follow that evidence and look at that situation with a blind eye and do what they have to do?
Gosh, I have no idea. I mean, you know,
are you worried about that?
I honestly can't really say I lose sleep over that. I mean,
I worry about it. I worry, but let me tell you why. Remember when the Attorney General Holder actually said that the leaders of the banks were too big to jail.
Yeah,
he did that after 2008. There were some questions about malfeasance, and he said these guys are too big. I mean, I'm paraphrasing him, but this is his essence. He said they're too big to jail because we could create another crisis.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think the government works. I'm not a conspiracy theorist about the government.
Either.
If there's one bad person in the wrong place who has the right power, sure, they can do bad things for a while. But usually, I don't think the whole government is rigged to protect people's power.
No, I don't.
And I think that this would. There's so much attention to this now. It's hard to imagine anybody getting away with it. I mean,
it is hard to. But I mean, I'm really praying for courage from the FBI, and I'm not praying that she be found guilty. That's not it at all. I want the evidence and the truth to come out, and whatever that is, I want that to be the result.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't go into it assuming that's not going to be the case myself.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm naive.
No, I don't want to either, but I'm worried about it, especially after what Holder did. Too big to jail?
Yeah, no, I mean, I get it. I mean, obviously there have been abuses, and obviously people in power are prone to abuses. But,
hey, Tamar, you're the best. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks for having me.
I love our conversations. Tamar Jacoby, ladies and gentlemen, immigrationworksusa.org. Please check out her website and support her great work. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.